rest of the story. Othmar Ammann. He was an engineer for the Port of New York Authority, and he wanted out. Plenty of good years ahead of him, no reason to quit, but he quit. Ignoring the risks of leaving a secure job, Othmar Ammann decided that he would form his own engineering company. He'd open offices around the world. He would fulfill his designer's dream. He would perform an architectural miracle. Well, he did. Emerging from the comfort of his Port Authority position, he set out on his own, and because Othmar Ammann was not afraid to take that big step, our world is graced with so many magnificent monuments to his memory. The airport at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., the Iranian highway system, the Connecticut and New Jersey turnpikes, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Civic Theater superstructure, the U.S. Navy's 600-foot radio telescope, the Walt Whitman Bridge in Philadelphia, the Throgs Neck Bridge in New York, and the suspension bridge which extends from Staten Island to Brooklyn, the Verrazano Narrows. Why designers, architects, and engineers are still talking about Othmar Ammann is obvious, but what you should know about him is the rest of the story. Master builder, Othmar Ammann, born in Switzerland, came to the United States at the age of 25. He'd studied at the Polytechnic Institute in Zurich, was prepared to take the world of engineering by storm, but wound up working for the Port of New York Authority. Now understand, his youthful accomplishments were considerable. Yet would he ever have the freedom to explore the phenomenal reservoir of his intellect while working for somebody else? So in 1939, Othmar left his comfortable Port Authority position to form his own engineering company, and by now you know the rest, that he did indeed succeed in his independence. He staggered the students of architectural design with masterpiece after masterpiece. He etched his name in steel and stone across the continent and then across a grateful globe. Two of his accomplishments I've not yet mentioned. New York's George Washington Bridge, San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. But then these were completed before his retirement. That's right. The true engineering marvels of Othmar Ammann, the accomplishments for which he's most revered by today's engineers, the airport at Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, the Dulles Airport in Washington, the highway system in Iran, much of the Connecticut and New Jersey turnpikes, the Pittsburgh Civic Center superstructure with its enormous dome which opens, and the U.S. Navy's 600-foot radio telescope, and Philadelphia's Walt Whitman Bridge, and New York's Throgs Neck Bridge, and his crowning achievement which stands at the entrance to New York Harbor, the Verrazano Narrows. Across the skies of the world, he wrote his name in skeletal steel, and all of these monumental masterworks, preserving forever the engineering genius of Othmar Ammann, were begun and completed after his retirement. They were begun and completed between the time he is a senior citizen, retired at 60, and the time he completed that grand Verrazano Narrows Bridge at the age of 86. And now you know the rest of the story.